Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
If you're looking for the real life topics, hottest music from the indie, the underground, and the mainstream, and you just want that real talk, you need to tune in each and every week to Man Made Radio, Live in the Mischief, with my homegirl, Anime, DJ Bedtime 357 co-signing it, the Uncrowned King of New York, and you know if I'm tuned in, then it gotta be the realest ish on radio. That's right.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Man Made Radio. Thank you all for joining me live in the Mischief. And of course, if you don't know, I am your host, Anime Eat the Cake. And you can join in to the conversation by dialing 347-637-2685. Make sure that you know you can catch the show live each and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can do so by going to blogtalkradio.com/manmaderadio. Please remember you can listen from your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your PC. If you are listening from a phone, it's a good idea to clear all of your background or running background apps so that you have enough data to listen to the show. Once again, thanks for joining me, and you can catch us live here in the Mischief each and every Sunday. Now, today, our topic of discussion is entertained and uneducated. Those of you that listen to the show on a frequent basis, first of all, I want to thank you. And if you are one of those, make sure you're sharing the show. Make sure you're telling friends and family, hey, tune in to MMA Radio. Even if you can't listen live, make sure you're going to listen to any episode that you've missed in the past. Now, I said that because I'm sure that a lot of the regular listeners know that we like to talk about things that matter on the show. We don't like to talk about, you know, who slept with who, who's filing bankruptcy, who's beefing with who. I mean, yeah, we'll touch on those things every once in a while, but for the most part, we want to bring you things that matter. We want to give you things that other people don't want you to understand. They don't want you to see. Hence today's topic, entertained and uneducated. It seems that presently, most of us would rather be entertained way before we would want to be educated. And it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad because we live in a supply and demand industry, or I should say a supply and demand world, where we are given, for the most part, I mean, of course, this is not true 100%, but for the most part, in an economic market, we are given what we demand. We're supply what we demand. So if we demand more entertainment, they are gladly going to give it to us. They're going to give it to us without hesitation. You know why? Because, ding, 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 I'm awakening some of y'all, the masses do not want you to be educated. They want you to know just enough, and they want you to know what they feel that you should know. Knowledge is power. Remember that. I know a lot of you were taught that money is power, which it is. You can do more things when you have some money versus if you're broke. But the reality is, it don't mean shit. Yes, I did say it doesn't mean shit. Excuse my French, but I have to emphasize what I'm saying here. It doesn't mean shit. You have a lot of money and you don't have the knowledge on what to do with that money. Therefore, there's truth in the statement that knowledge is power, because it definitely is power. So with that being said, while we are out here demanding to be entertained, we are being supplied that, but a lot of us are uneducated. So we fill our brains with useless knowledge, you know, stuff that doesn't matter, that doesn't offer us any benefit. Fill our brains with this useless knowledge, this gossip, invalid opinions. Not only are we not utilizing our minds, and I don't want to say it like we're just letting our minds, you know, turn into jello and they're just not doing anything. That's not what I mean. But we are not utilizing our minds to their full potential. We are not putting our minds to work. We have allowed our minds to become lazy, and basically, we just want to feed our minds with junk. Not only are we feeding our minds with junk, we are wasting our time, precious time. time is money. You can get money back. It might take you a while to get the money back, but you time back. Once time is gone, it's gone. Spend hours on social media. We spend hours watching reality TV, talking about things that don't matter. Yes, when you talk about your sister's cousins, baby dad, and her two kids and all that drama, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How does that benefit you? But a lot of us are doing it. A lot of us are doing these things. And the things that we choose to give our attention to, these things don't benefit our health, our wealth, and or our intelligence or spirit. And I know a lot of you don't even realize that you're giving your time and energy to things that don't benefit you in any of those ways. It's not making you healthy, wealthy, intelligent, or it's not nourishing your spirit. Now, I'm going to pause for a second, because if you're listening to this, and if you're listening to this saying, I don't do any of that, I'm a conscious person, I go to church, I do, you know, the defensive route, kudos to you. Don't get defensive, because you're doing what you're supposed to do. This is not you. If you don't fit this description, then you are, in fact, in the minority, because the majority definitely fit this description, which is why we're talking about it today here live in The Mischief on Man-Made Radio. By the way, if you want to join in, ask questions, comment, whatever the case, 347-637-2685. Make sure you hit us up. But nonetheless, kudos to you if you aren't doing any of this foolishness. What I want to say to you, if this doesn't fit you, I challenge you to influence others to wake up as well, because that's the real challenge. You know, it's not hard to wake up and realize what's going on around you. It's a choice. It's not a hard choice. It's a choice that you have to be willing to make. Once you make that choice, and once you realize what's going on around you, the challenge is getting other people to reach that same realization. That's the real challenge. But nonetheless, kudos to you. I say we, and the reason I'm emphasizing we is because the majority of us out here are practicing these things. Some of us are doing it knowingly, some of us unknowingly, but nonetheless, even though some of you choose to do nothing productive with your time, some of you, it's like a conscious choice. You wake up and you think, I don't want to do anything today. You may not think, I don't want to amount to anything. That may not be your exact thought, but you know you're on the path to not amounting to anything. And so some of you are like that. I mean, it's just, we're being honest. We're not for sugarcoat. We don't do that on here. If you're looking for something sweet, find it somewhere else, because we don't do that. So, nonetheless, some of you, you're choosing not to do anything productive with your time or your life. But others, this is the most critical. Others don't even realize that the society we are living in contributes to making us comfortably entertained and stupid. Are you comfortably entertained and stupid? Think about that. Let's talk about some things. So let me break this down for you. TV, educational programs were abundant 20-plus years ago. And that's not to say that educational programs are extinct, because we all know that that's not true. But 20-plus years ago, you didn't have to scale your TV guide in hopes of finding something appropriate to watch. You know, you could watch TV with your family, and it could be worry-free pretty much. You know, you could learn something beneficial and not have to worry about negative seeds being planted. You didn't have all this parental control. And granted, you know, technology has made parental control possible, but you guys get what I'm, or understand what I'm getting at. It wasn't all this crap on TV. Yeah, TV has never been 100% positive. We get that. But my. Supply and demand. We demand to be entertained, and we are getting it. So think about that. Think about your children. When you want them to maybe sit down, and cartoons that we watched when we were children and our parents and our grandparents may or may not have watched, was different than the TV shows that come on today. Now, yeah, we have Dora the Explorer and, you know, some of those other shows, Dr. McStuffins, which Dr. McStuffins does a great job with catering to children. But the thing is, guess what? You have to have cable and special packages to get some of these programs. So if you're one of those parents or households that are struggling to make ends meet, then your kids may be missing out on some of these educational programs that they have out here. And they just may get stuck watching some of the cartoon shows that are cartoons and they're geared towards children, but the content really isn't children-friendly if you're paying attention. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're paying attention, and good parents pay attention to what their kids are watching on TV. A lot of y'all just turn it on. Hell, they're not making noise. Leave them alone. But, okay, I don't want to get off subject here, so think about that. Think about when it's 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, kids still up, and you don't have, you know, anything beyond basic cable. And now your kids are stuck watching Nick at Night or Adult Swim, things that they just don't have any business watching. The education in our TV programming is not as abundant. Attention to that. Social media. Social media is a powerful tool, way more powerful than I think most of us realize, and it is widely misused. Not only social media, but the internet in itself is widely misused. Yes, it is good for promo. Yes, it is good for networking. It's good for all those things. But let's face it, most of us are using it for shits and giggles. Period, point blank. We're using it to be nosy. We're using it to make fun of others' misfortunes. Most of us aren't using it for the right reasons. What are the right reasons? Well, maybe I'm peculiar. I admit that I am. It's my way of thinking that we should be using every resource that life has to offer us to make ourselves better people. First, individually, because of course you can't change anything if you don't change yourself first. So, making ourselves better individually, you know, looking in the mirror, fixing those flaws that we see in the mirror, not physically, so don't get it twisted. I'm not talking about going to get surgery. Any of you guys who are, you know, not on the same page here, let's clear that up. So, I'm talking about flaws, internal flaws, flaws with your emotions, flaws with your spirit, flaws with your mentality. Those are flaws that matter. The physical is just a shell to house those things, so don't get it twisted. But it is my opinion that we should be using our resources to better ourselves. So if everything in our lives is a resource, doesn't that make the internet and social media a resource? And not that promotion and networking isn't bettering yourself, because it definitely is. But most of you guys aren't using it for those things. You're using it for things that don't benefit you in no way, shape, or form. Now, think of it this way. The internet is the encyclopedia on steroids. You remember back in the day, you had to look stuff up in the encyclopedia, the dictionary, you know, go through all those pages, dig out that big old book. But now you have the internet at your fingertips. And a lot of y'all still get on the internet and misspell stuff. Y'all can't spell simple words. Words that elementary children should know how to spell. Words that they're using in their vocabulary and their spelling list. You can't spell. Then it's so bad, so you know you can't spell, so then you just start making up words. Y'all know what I'm talking about if y'all have some of those friends on social media. The ones that can't spell simple words like you. You know, as in you and I, they can't put Y-O-U, they got Y-H-U, and all this other crazy stuff. Then, so lazy that we depend on our phones to correct our illiteracy. Come on now. Internet is the encyclopedia on steroids, which means that everything you wish to know, all of your desires for enlightening can be fulfilled right there with the stroke of a keyboard, right there with a few thumb clicks on your phone. But Instead, we use it to waste time. We use it to entertain ourselves. Not all, not all. So if you're not those people, don't get offended. But here, we just telling the truth about what the majority does. So I got to give it to y'all. I got to give it to y'all raw. Y'all don't hear me, though. We're going to let y'all marinate on it. We're going to let that sink in. We're going to get into a little down in the DM, yo daddy.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him, Snapchat me that pussy. FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool.
Woo.
Boy, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body.
Ooh.
I got celebs in the DM.
Ooh.
They're breaking news if they see them.
Ooh.
But nah, we don't do no talkin'.
We
see suckin' shit too often.
Fuck nigga.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see them. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
Bitch, that DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I'm addicted to it, I know I am. And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
Boy, I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like, damn, got it, you bold.
Bold.
Fuck it, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It goes down
in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him. Snapchat me that pussy. Move.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It go down. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him.
Welcome back to Man Made Radio. You just heard Yo Gotti. It goes down in the DM. Thanks for tuning in here live in the Mischief with your girl Anime. Before the break, I said, you know, a lot of people on the social media don't realize that the internet is the encyclopedia on steroids, and they can look up anything that they desire to know. But I forgot to mention, I talked about y'all spelling so bad because y'all, ooh, okay, we're not going to get off subject. I forgot to mention that a lot of y'all share false information without even researching. Y'all just see it on somebody else's timeline or somebody else's page. Oh, they're starting to feed pigs to cows. Oh, no, that's horrible. Let me share this on my page. I'm not saying I ever saw that. It's just an example, so don't lose me now. But, oh, my gosh, and then y'all spread the ignorance, and it just goes from one person's page to another person. And I'm like, did anybody ever stop to research or to even look at this, the relevance of this, the validity? Oh, gosh. I don't want to talk about that too much, but I had to mention that because I forgot to mention that before the break because you guys, let me stop saying you guys, we, because this, if it's your problem, it's my problem too. So this is something that we need to pay attention to, which is why we're talking about it live in the Mischief here on Man Made Radio. Again, I'm your host, Anime, and if you missed the first part of the show, I strongly suggest you go back and let's do it again via blogtalkradio.com /manmaderadio. Continuing on in this episode entitled Entertained and Uneducated, we want to talk a little bit about music. We discuss TV, social media, the internet. Now let's talk a little bit about music. Now, music is subliminal. Music can make us feel ways that we didn't even know we could feel. It can make us think about people that we maybe didn't think were still in our, you know, in our subconscious or whatever the case. But it's definitely subliminal. So with that being said, most of us are aware that we are living in a generation of instant gratification. But we must ask ourselves, are we actually being gratified or are we being pacified? You know, pacified. Pacified or basically fed distractions so we can become occupied with something that is non-beneficial. You know, like how you do kids, you want to get something done and nagging you. Or some of you kids be too big for the damn pacifier, but you still want them to get off your nerves. Society that we live in, the supply and demand society that we live in, are our needs being gratified, or are we simply being pacified with things that we don't need? Because, you know, we don't need the pacifier, even as a baby. Even if you want the baby to stop crying, the baby really doesn't need the pacifier. So think about that. I said we're going to talk about music, but we're going to get to that in a second. Let's talk a little bit more about education. And this is just to talk about, like, instant gratification and such, just to carry on from that. So a lot of you enrolled your children into charter schools. You chose charter schools over public schools, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that decision. But a lot of you did that with absolutely no research. No research whatsoever. Just basically, there's something new out there. I heard bad things about public school, or I've had bad experience about public school, or I really would like my child to go to a private school, but I can't afford it, so we're just going to take the next best thing, which is charter school. Really? Okay. A lot of you are making these decisions with absolutely no research. It was available, so you took it, or it was available and you took advantage of it, and you're basically, well, not you, but we, as a society, we're basically becoming puppet citizens. Basically, we're controlled by whoever or whatever tugs on our strings at the time. That's deep. If you're not paying attention, I suggest you dissect what I just said, because we are definitely not, you know, all of us, because some of you are aware. And, of course, in retrospect, there are certain things that we just simply can't control. Like, we can't control our food as far as how it's processed and stuff. That's just to give you an example. There are things that we cannot control, but there are also things that you can control. And you can definitely control yourself making decisions without research. Even when it comes to medication, you can decide if you want to put some medication in your body, knowing how it can affect you, either presently or in the future. So just think about that. Think about some of the decisions that you're making, and think about how you could be fitting that puppet string citizen. Because basically, if the news or someone that we reach, the celebrity, a public figure, a councilman, a colleague, whoever it is, if they influence you in the right way, a lot of times you'll go along with what they said or what was presented to you without any research. We're all guilty of that. Even if it's just in the smallest case, we're all guilty of that. And I challenge all of you to stop living your lives that way. Stop being a puppet string citizen. Those strings, and stop being controlled by the masses. Stop being controlled by TV, by music, by social media, by people who mean you no good. Stop being controlled. Take your control back in your life and start making some better decisions for yourselves and your families. Because I'm here to tell you, puppets don't have brains. So we're sitting here talking about entertained and educated. If you're a puppet, you're educated, because puppets don't have brains. You can't educate something that doesn't have a brain. So first, get your brain working. Okay, we're going to stop there. I'm going to give you all a break. But I want to talk briefly about religion because this is a huge one on social media. A lot of you have to use social media as a platform to discuss how religion has brainwashed humanity. A lot of you, I'm going to pick on black people for a minute because this is not a race thing here, but I'm going to pick on black people for a minute because black people, y'all love to get on here and pick at each other. We love to do this. Of course, I'm a black woman, but we love to do this. Oh, you know, the slave masters used religion, and now y'all still believe in Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Y'all make me sick. If I could just be honest with y'all, which y'all know I can and I am going to be honest with y'all, so that's beside the fact. But a lot of y'all make me sick with that and just sound so stupid. So let me just say this, because no one wants to discuss how news and or social media are forms of brainwashing, but we want to talk about religion as a form of brainwashing. Okay, so let me leave y'all with this thought here, because this is not a religious matter, and we are all free to believe in what we want to believe in, so that's neither here nor there, but I definitely want to leave you guys with this point. When it comes to religion and brainwashing, I see a lot of you would much rather break free and become godless or spiritless, but are accepting all other forms of brainwashing. Think about that for a second. This, let me say this too, and we're going to leave it there. If it's in a book, I don't care if it's the Bible, the Quran, dictionary, the encyclopedia, historic books, whatever type of book you can find with print that you can read. If it's in a book, it's there because someone thought it and or experienced it, and they wrote it down. Now let that marinate. Let me just leave y'all with that thought. That's all we're going to say about that. We'll talk a little bit about music is subliminal. It is. Music, it sends messages that you either do or don't understand. It is subliminal, and it is passed down to your children when you're in the car listening to whatever you listen to. But are you entertained, though? Are you entertained? Oh, because that's all it's about, right? You don't want to turn on the news and hear bad news. You don't want to turn on the news and hear good news, for that matter. You want to turn on the news and hear the juicy stuff. You want to turn on the news and see the stuff that's going to make you get your popcorn and say, ooh, he did what? Ooh, she did what? Aha, look at them. This is what you guys want to do. This is what we want to do. We want to be entertained. What entertains us, though? Other people's misfortune? Oh. Other people airing their dirty laundry? Oh. Other people making fools of themselves? Oh. Are we entertained by this? Because that's what television tells us. That's what ratings tell us. That's what the new shows that are coming out tell us. It tells us that we are entertained by this. That's what social media tells us. Social media tells us that we like the crap that we're being fed. So, ask yourself, are you entertained? You might be. But are you educated? Do you see things for what they are, or do you see things the way others intend for you to see them? Now, that's deep. We're going to leave y'all with that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Man Made Radio. Thanks for joining me here live in the mischief on Man Made Radio. And you know, we're not here to give you no watered down stuff just to leave you with a laugh or two that you can go gossip about. We are here to feed you with the truth, something that you can grow with. If you want to grow with me, I want to grow with you. So I ask you to share the show. Share it with your friends and family. Let's grow together. Let's talk about some things that matter. Let's talk about things that are going to build us up, not tear us down as a community, as a people. And not just black people. We're talking the whole wide world here. Man Made Radio live in the mischief. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great week. Be encouraged. Be enlightened. Be motivated. And most of all, be a survivor, because it's a hard world out there, but we're going to survive. Take it easy.